This much is clear. Sonoma County's American Philharmonic Orchestra is going to northern China later this month, where they will perform a series of 8 concerts over 12 days, all under the sponsorship of the Chinese government. But the orchestra's founder and music director, Gabriel Sacchini, says how they came to receive that offer is much less clear.
My brother, George Sacchini, is a world-famous bassoonist. He teaches at the Shanghai Conservatory about 2 months a year or so. Probably someone was trying to Google George, put in Sacchini, and came up with me as well, and then found out about American Philharmonic, and then found out that there's an orchestra here and that it's quite accomplished. That's my guess. That's probably how they found out about us. And then we received this invitation kind of out of the blue a little over a year ago. So for us, it's a complete surprise and a delightful one. And it enables us to actually take over 82 people to play at the Great Halls of China.
But what exactly would they play? Sacchini says that was the subject of some delicate international negotiation.
When I first submitted a program to the executive producer, basically, in China, she said, this is great, but I don't think the Chinese people will really like this kind of program for New Year's. It's too artistic. We want more of a Vienna Philharmonic kind of New Year's kind of concert. So, for instance, big movie music from blockbuster films, pieces that we know already, etc.
They settled on a program that features some Chinese music as well as Western compositions by Gershwin, Johann Strauss, Rashbigi, and film soundtrack composer John Williams. And there was one other notable change.
We thought we would play the Chinese national anthem out of respect for our hosts to open the concert. And they said, oh, no, don't do that. Here, play this overture. It's called Ode to the Red Flag. It's an 11-minute overture that was written in 1965, I believe. And it sounds like, you know, those big murals where you have shining, rosy-cheeked young people holding pitchforks and the red flag in the background and the beautiful farmland. It sounds like that. Very patriotic, very Chinese, very broad and beautiful.
Mastering such a varied program has been an interesting challenge for the orchestra, but Sacchini says they have risen to it enthusiastically.
It's kind of a head stretch for the orchestra because now they're going to have to play these Chinese melodies in a very Chinese appropriate manner in the style of that music, and then immediately switch to Johann Strauss and then flip to Italian impressionistic music, and it's pretty amazing. The orchestra, however, is loving it and really getting into it.
While it is amusing to speculate that the collectivist nature of the People's Orchestra of Sonoma County is part of the reason they were selected for this honor, Sacchini thinks it was more likely just due to their name.
We're perceived as a great orchestra from the United States, and we're being marketed as that, as a Western orchestra who are a great orchestra. So come hear a New Year's concert played by American Philharmonic.
Even with the generous support from the Chinese state, orchestra members do have to cover half their airfare to and from the Orient. They'll preview their Chinese concert program at a benefit performance Sunday evening to help meet those costs. The usual free concerts will resume after the orchestra returns home. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.